Being a dad is the most important role a man will ever have. You might be a father to your own children. You might be a father to children that are not biologically yours. You might be a father figure for children without a father. But no matter what you are the earthly father they look up to. Hello, I'm Adam, and this is the Dad's God and Donuts podcast. So, I did something wild and crazy. I just got back this afternoon from jumping out of an airplane. Yeah, you heard it. I jumped out of an airplane. It was amazing. As I was jumping at, wait. Let me go back to the beginning. My wife is scared of heights. Her dad is scared of heights. Me, not so much. I have a healthy fear of not being stupid or falling off of really high places, but don't have the fear that they had. And ever since I can remember, I've wanted to go skydiving. And I would jokingly mention it to my wife every now and then, and she would say no. She would say, just to keep the hope and the glimmer there, maybe when the kids are out of the house, because she didn't want to have to raise the kids without me as I plummeted to my death from an airplane. So I jokingly every now and then would ask her, hey, can I go skydiving? And she'd be like, no. And then I would be like, okay, kids have got 9 more years or however many more years were left until they had to graduate, when I would ask her. A few months ago, I jokingly asked her and she said yes. I was floored. I immediately began the ball rolling, had everything figured out, I got a Groupon. So I got that to get everything started and had it within a range of when I could go. And the summer got away from me and I got to go. But my wife and daughter were petrified. They were so scared of me plummeting from the airplane to my death. And anyone who knows me knows I joke probably a little too much, to the point that my wife's like, hey, stop joking with me. I'm scared that you're going to jump out of an airplane. I found out today my daughter had been looking up stats of deaths of people coming from an airplane, and luckily they are very, 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 very low. She learned that she's probably safer jumping out of an airplane than ever getting in a car or doing most things we do on a daily basis. So yesterday, I decided to finally book my jump. I'd been looking at days and knew I'd have to go before school started. So I set a time, asked my wife, family got in the car because they wanted to see me come down. And we were told it'd be between 2 and 4 hours. And we went over there. So the kids took things to do. They were planning to go out, maybe get some ice cream or something. And you could feel that my daughter was really nervous. When we got there, I did all the extra paperwork that I had to do to finish up. And then we watched a video telling what would happen. And my daughter started freaking out a little bit because they did the standard danger thing they had to say, the legal mumbo jumbo to tell us, as obviously you're jumping out of an airplane. It's not 100%, but it's pretty safe if you follow all of the directions and do what you're supposed to do. So I got to get into an airplane fairly quickly. They didn't have to go anywhere. We were only there about a half hour before I got into an airplane. Before I got up, my daughter gave me the biggest hug in the world. I'm not sure she has let me go yet. And my wife gave me a big hug, and you could see them looking and going, oh my goodness, this is real. My son gave me a big hug. I got a family hug. We got some pictures before, and I had an amazing tandem jumper. So the idea is you don't jump out of a plane by yourself unless you're in the military or you've had a whole lot of flights. And so I had this dude strapped to my back and he was telling me everything was going to go on. He was great. He loved to joke. We were having fun joking the whole time. I have video. I'm going to put some video on the site later on. We got a harness on. We took some photos, went up to the airplane. And as we got to the plane, he goes, hey, do you want to go first? Do you mind going first? And I said, no, that would be great. I actually didn't mind doing it because we didn't have to sit in the seats on the plane. I got to sit like right inside the plane, right by the window. I do get motion sick. I didn't think about that. but having the door, he would open it every now and then for photos, and air would come in to help just with some of my motion sickness as we're going up into the sky, we're chatting. I'm just looking out there, and the view was just outstanding. I could see the countryside. I could see the trees. It was beautiful, and I was enjoying that. And we were talking about how we wanted to go down and parachute down, if I wanted to spin around or flip over, do all that stuff. And I said, honestly, which one takes the longest? He goes, just gliding down. I said, yeah, I just want to see and enjoy everything as we're going down. So he reviewed how to jump out of the airplane. We sat on the edge of the plane, and then bam, there we go. Holy cow, was that the most exhilarating feeling of my life. I am just going 120 miles an hour, so straight free falling through the sky, and we fell right through a cloud, so it was even cooler. I hope that was a portion of the video. Just see the cloud was amazing. I'm free falling down to the earth, just screaming and yelling and excited. This was everything I had hoped for. And then whoosh, pulls the parachute. We're flying down and just conversing on the way down, enjoying the view. He had me do a spin. I realized why I didn't do a lot of spins, because my tummy said, take Dramamine next time. And we went down, had a seat, got up, we're joking, having fun, took some pictures. It was the adventure of a lifetime. It was a checklist on my bucket list. It was everything I'd hoped for and more. I was grinning ear to ear. When I got down, we took off the parachute, and drove over to where my family was. I got ginormous hugs. They said they could see me coming, and I told them the color of the parachute before we got on the plane, so they knew who to look for. And my wife got a cool little like picture where I looked like a speck, but you could see us in the sky, and got big hugs, and they were just so happy to see me down there. My son even said, "Hey, I want to do that," and I said, "Of course." So I guess I get to do this again in 9 years. But I mean, I could talk about jumping out of it, how exciting the skydiving experience was, but this is also a dad's podcast. I'm relating it to our faith, to our relationship with God, to our kids, and how we can all grow those together. And throughout the day, as I got closer to the flight, and I told my wife later when I realized that this was something I had to do, partially for me to be able to live an adventure, because as you get older, you get stuck and complacent. You get into your ruts, and I could feel myself at times, and I understand the term midlife crisis. Like, I'm not going to buy a car. I'm not going to do anything completely stupid, but it was something for that monotony, something to say, hey, wow, boom, adventure in life. But I also needed to do it to help my children see about conquering fears. I never showed fear, and honestly, I wasn't scared of jumping out of the airplane. The instructor said, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you? I said, maybe 1, because I was just excited. This was a thrill ride. This was like a roller coaster to me, just from way up high in this 2 miles high in the sky. I was super excited, but I knew my kids were scared. I knew they were nervous, and I believe as parents, we need to help our kids with their fears. They have lots of them. This world is so filled with fear. This world is run on fear so often. That's how people get to us. That's how social media gets to us. That's how the media gets to us. And I really love Isaiah 41, verse 10, where it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Holy cow, is that powerful. God's words to Isaiah resonate with us today. He's not just saying them to him. He's saying them to us. He will strengthen us in our fear. His righteous right hand is holding us. My goodness, if I just knew that a little fleck of his pinky was holding me, I would feel safe. But this is his right hand just sitting there holding me in all of my fears. I believe we are to support our kids in their times of need. But as fathers, we're also to push them. My wife and I will say that often I push them a little more than she does. And we talk, and I believe it's a guy thing. It's how we're wired. Both men and women are wired to love our kids. We do it in different ways, and that's totally normal. It does not mean that I don't hug and love on my kids like all tomorrow. No way. I love them to death. They are my life. But there's generally a different push from a dad than from a mom. My wife is an amazing woman, and her first response to anything with my kids is to hug and to hold and to coddle and to comfort and to give them what they need. And that is so amazing in many, many times. At other times, my children need that push. They need that extra nudge that I am more comfortable giving. When we went to Disney, my daughter was of the age where she could ride a roller coaster, and she was sort of apprehensive to do it. And we talked about doing it, and then she had a fit. She was not having anything of it. We had gotten to it, and then she got really scared and was petrified, and she was like, it was not a pretty sight. I couldn't imagine watching the video, but through our conversations, I was like, you've got to do this. This is not an option. You promised you were going to do this. And when we make promises, we keep our promises. I got her on that roller coaster. Within 3 seconds, she goes, Daddy, you were right. This is great. And she rode roller coasters galore at Disney, probably more than I did. She rode Space Mountain a bajillion times. My wife got on a couple times, but she had the time of her life, and she wouldn't had I not pushed her. Same thing happened at King's Dominion, a local place this year. There was a roller coaster that she was like, uh-uh. And I had the same conversation. And I pushed her. My wife just looked at me like, man, this is happening again. And she got within 3 seconds going, oh my goodness, this is the greatest time ever. And I love it. And she wants to do it again. Season passes are great. I can't count how many times my daughter has had to say, you were right, in situations where she's gotten that extra push. Or I've helped her get to that next level, or encouraged her there. Now, I'm not saying to be dangerous with your kids. I will not be pushing my kids out of a plane this week. But I want them to know to live life and not fear life. I don't want them to live scared as so many today. I believe my wife and I have done the best thing we can possibly do to help our kids live without fear in introducing them to Jesus. Jesus is my comfort. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. I can jump out of 1,000 airplanes, but that will do nothing if my kids don't know the comfort and protection they have from the Lord. Knowing Him is like jumping out without a parachute. Now that's stupid. So what is the lesson this week? It isn't to jump out of an airplane, although I would highly recommend it. I will try to post some video on the site later on so you can see what's going on. I'll put a picture here and there for you to see. It was amazing. But I want you to listen to and love your children. Learn their fears and how you can help them attack those fears. Some are easier than others, but work with them. Love on them. And if nothing else, make sure they know Jesus. He will comfort them and help them through all their fears. Without Him, there is no hope. But with Him, wow. Fear can be managed or conquered, and a person can live with hope on this earth and experience the joy of eternity with Christ that has the thrill of free falling from a plane at 120 miles per hour. Please join me in prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving me the motivation to want to jump out of that plane. And the lesson that it gives to my kids. Help us each to know our kids, to know how we can support them, how we can love on them, how we can be for them in that fear. Give us the the confidence, the knowledge, the wherewithal to make sure that number one, and most importantly, we introduce them to you. Nothing else we do has meaning without that. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for our families. Thank you for giving us the blessings of our children. Help us to be the men we were created to be, and help us to be the light on the hill shining, showing you in all we do. We make these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So as I was saying, live life. Live without fear. Don't be stupid, but live without fear. Let your kids see that. What you model for them, they will follow. I'm excited because next week will be my special episode with Kent Evans. I think it's leading me to do episodes with guests so we can have conversations about being a dad. Information about his books are in the linear notes, as well as links to where I get my teaching from, Park Valley Church. And if you want some cool Christian apparel, click on my sponsor, Emmaus Apparel. Use the code DadGodZonas and get 15% off your order. I don't say that because I want to make any money, because really, I don't make any. I got to go buy myself some more shirts. But there's no other way really to show people in this world without them just seeing you. Maybe they don't want to hear you, but if they see a shirt, it gets ingrained in their mind. Maybe your kids will see it and it'll motivate them as well. But have a great week. I can't wait to talk to you soon. I can't wait next week for y'all to hear from Kent Evans. Have a wonderful week.